This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Coca-Cola, the quintessential American soft drink, is making a big bet on Africa. As consumption of their kind of beverages declines here in the U.S., the Atlanta-based company sees Africa as a major growth market. Across that continent, the company's also rolling out an experiment in social entrepreneurship. It's a kind of community center in a box that also happens to sell Coke products. So how much of this effort is benevolence and how much of it is business? From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Bradley George reports.
They're called eco-centers. The first four letters are Coke, spelled backward. And they're popping up from the plains of Tanzania to the coast of Ghana. A video produced by the company shows drummers, musicians, and dancers at the opening of an eco-center in Rwanda. President Paul Kagame, Coke CEO Mutar Kent, and the Reverend Jesse Jackson cut the ribbon. Eco-centers look like concession stands painted in the red and white of the Coke logo. Each unit sells consumer goods, including Coca-Cola and other beverages the company produces. But Coke says eco-centers are meant to be community gathering spots. This one in Rwanda is set up next to a soccer field. Most offer water filtration systems and solar-powered outlets for charging cell phones.
You have to make sure that the tension between what you want to do for your business and the positive aspect of what you want to do for the community is really working.
Bia Perez is Coke's chief sustainability officer.
And one can't be a trade-off for the other.
The company won't say how much it's spending on eco-centers, but its rollout comes as Coke makes major investments in Africa, $17 billion by 2020. Coca-Cola is betting the continent's burgeoning middle class may develop a thirst for its beverages.
This is a way to get rooted in the community and get the community to support Coca-Cola's operations, and other multinationals have been doing this as well.
West Virginia University professor Usha Haley studies how big companies use social entrepreneurship in emerging markets. She says there's not a strong correlation between those investments and corporate profits. But Haley says corporate interests usually come first, and it's not always clear whether governments in these countries will be good watchdogs.
The problem is, what happens when the media spotlight is removed from these eco-centers? Who's running them? Who's making money off them?
Coca-Cola says it's committed to eco-centers for the long term. Its goal is to open more than 160 in Africa by the end of the year. It's expanded the project to Vietnam and plans to take it to other parts of the developing world in the coming years. In Atlanta, I'm Bradley George for Marketplace.